The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I wonder, in light of this story I was just sharing with you, Oregon is a very foresty state. That's a scientific technical term for lots of trees. Foresty, okay? Yeah, F-O-R-E-S-T-Y. That means, and again, this is highly technical and very scientific. That means lots and lots of trees. Oregon is a foresty state, especially evergreens. Now, if evergreens are offensive and you can't use one as a mascot, now, again, first, why would you want a tree as a mascot? For your... can you imagine a basketball team with a tree as a mascot? All right, guys, I want you to go out on the court, and I want you to play basketball like an evergreen tree. That's right, just stand there and do nothing. I'm sorry, but a tree for a mascot. Yeah. For your tennis team. All right, let's go out there and play tennis like trees or lacrosse or I don't care what the sports team is, an evergreen tree. About Stanford's been doing it for a long time. Have you ever seen their goofy mascot on the sidelines in a Stanford football game? It's a tree. Well, maybe not anymore, now that evergreen trees are found to be offensive. But I just wonder if this really catches on in Oregon, if they're going to cut down all the evergreen trees. You know? I mean, they're offensive. So why don't we just cut down all the evergreen trees? Oh, my goodness. There is no limit to the insanity of the left. They've lost their minds. They really have. All right. Now, I mentioned this before I saw the article about the evergreen trees being offensive and can't have an evergreen as a mascot. The New York Times yesterday spelled out who and what is keeping America from having victory over COVID-19. You know who the criminals are? You know who the bad guys and bad girls are? You know who is to blame for this pandemic? White evangelicals. That's right, white evangelicals. Now, I'm going to say something very quickly. If you judge anyone because of the color of their skin, my friend, you got a problem. If you judge black people because of the color of their skin and you assume that because they're black, they're this or that or this or that, you got a serious problem. But if you're a black person and you judge a person because they are white, simply because they're white, you got just as bad a problem. And that's exactly what the left is trying to get us to do, to judge each other by the color of the skin, which is exactly the opposite of the goal of Martin Luther King Jr. and the great civil rights leaders of the 1960s and early 70s. It's exactly the opposite. The liberal left black and white are trying to divide us by the color of our skin. That's why we are now having segregated graduation ceremonies. Blacks only, Asian only, Latino only. Segregate. Yeah, anyway. The New York Times had this headline: white evangelical resistance is the obstacle in vaccination effort. Yeah, it was a major editorial on the front page of the New York Times. Front page of the New York Times. If you read through the article, you want to know who to blame? Why the vaccination process is not going better than it is? It's because of white evangelicals. Yeah. Some of the experts quoted in the New York Times editorial, Jamie Aiton, founder and executive director of the Humanitarian Disaster Institute at Wheaton College. And talk about somebody that's got serious problems. Wheaton College, serious problems. Jamie Aiton, founder and executive director of the Humanitarian Disaster Institute at Wheaton College, said, quote, "If we can't get a significant number of white evangelicals to come around on this, the pandemic is going to last much longer than it needs to." They go on and cite some questionable research that basically says, out of all of the demographic groups in America, white evangelicals are most resistant to getting the vaccine. And because of that, they are to blame for the pandemic continuing as long as it is. They claim that, quote, white evangelical opposition is rooted in a mix of religious faith and a longstanding wariness of mainstream science, and it is fueled by broader cultural distrust of institutions and gravitation to online conspiracy theories. Okay. Do we have a problem in the evangelical church with people going wacko on online conspiracy theories? Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we have a problem. Fortunately, it is small. But we do have a problem, and we need to admit it. In the white evangelical church, we do have a problem with people going nutso on online conspiracy theories that have no proof, no evidence, no fact behind them at all. But fortunately, it's very small. Quote, "While it shined a bright spotlight on white evangelicals, the New York Times said, quote, no clear data is available about vaccine hesitancy among evangelicals or other racial groups." So get this, buried in the middle of this New York Times editorial is, yeah, we don't have any proof. Let me quote this. This is a quote from buried in the middle of the article. "No clear data is available about vaccine hesitancy among evangelicals." So they have no proof, they have no evidence, they have no data. But they make conclusions like, quote, "fear is the motivating power behind all of this, and fear is the opposite of who God is," according to the New York Times. Then they quote Elaine Eklund, professor of sociology and director of the Religion and Public Life program at Rice University. She observed that distrust of scientists has become part of what it means to be a white and evangelical in America. Now, that's the part of the article that I find most entertaining, Because this is what the liberal left says about us all the time. You people are a bunch of science deniers. You reject settled science. You follow a bunch of superstitions in the Bible, and you reject science. If you are a regular listener to this program, at least once or twice a week, I illustrate for you that we are not the science deniers. It's the far left when it comes to gender, sexuality, marriage, transgenderism, transsexualism. We are not the science deniers. It's the far liberal left. But according to a professor of sociology and the director of the Religion and Public Life program at Rice University, quote, distrust of scientists has become part of what it means to be white and evangelical in America. So, you're the problem if you're a white evangelical. I just want you to know that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Folks, don't take the bait. Don't let the liberal left. To my black members of my audience, to the white members of my audience, do not take the bait. Do not allow the left to divide us because of the color of our skin.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You want an illustration of how the liberal left thinks? Yeah. I mean, you want an illustration of how the liberal left thinks? Because Major League Baseball feels that minorities, blacks in particular, will be discriminated against in elections in Georgia. Now, follow the reasoning with me, all right? Follow this. Because Major League Baseball believes that Georgia, the state of Georgia, is going to discriminate against minorities, particularly blacks, in their election process, Major League Baseball has pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta and has moved it to Denver, Colorado. Are you following the reasoning? This is the reasoning of the liberal left. Georgia is going to disenfranchise blacks, they believe. They're not. There's no truth to that. It's been proven that almost all of the objections to this Georgia election law are lies and distortions. Almost all of them are lies and distortion. We now know that. But who cares about the truth if you're on the left? Okay, so let me repeat it one more time. Forgive me for being repetitious, but this is the reasoning, this is the logic of the liberal left. Because Georgia is going to disenfranchise black people and hurt black people, they have pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia, and they are placing it in Denver, Colorado. Okay? Now, Atlanta, Georgia is 51% black and 40.9% white. Nearly 30% of businesses in Atlanta are black owned. Economic experts estimate that the economic loss for Atlanta, Georgia will be more than $100 million, and the businesses that will be hurt the most will be black owned businesses. So they have moved the All-Star game to Denver, Colorado, which is 80.9% white and 9.8% black. So get this. Because Major League Baseball cares about black people, they're going to punish hundreds, well, actually thousands of black business owners in Atlanta, and they are going to reward white business owners in Denver, Colorado. That, my friends, is the logic of the liberal left. Think about that. Atlanta, Georgia is 51% black, 40.9% white. And of all the businesses owned in Atlanta, 30% of them are black owned. Economic impact will be more than $100 million loss. And again, those hurt worst will be minority-owned businesses, so that the All-Star Game can go to an almost completely white city. Now, that can only make sense if you're part of the liberal left. And then add to that, as this public outrage is going on about Georgia, and Major League Baseball is demonstrating to the world their values. Yeah, they have just, Major League Baseball has just entered into a new agreement with Tencent, which is a Chinese streaming service company with close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Major League Baseball announced it will be building, quote, a more significant presence in China with a new deal with Tencent, among other deals. The Global Times, an approved Chinese state news outlet, quoted that Major League Baseball will continue its relationship with Tencent, but has also struck a new deal with Oriental Pearl New Media, allowing the 2021 to 2023 seasons of Major League Baseball to be shown on cable TV in China. The continuing deal with Tencent, now again, this is a company with strong ties to the Communist Chinese, will allow Major League Baseball games to be streamed through the 2023 season. They pull out of Atlanta and they deepen their ties to one of the worst human rights abusing countries in the world. Yeah. That only makes sense to the liberal left.